This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. He said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years old skills in the country. He said this while addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambai Ground at Wardha in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister launched two schemes of the Government of Maharashtra, Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre and Punya Shlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park to be set up in Amravati district in 1,000 hectares. The Prime Minister also gave away cheques to 18 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma Scheme. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today asserted that the Narendra Modi government has brought politics of performance, accountability and last-mile delivery in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi about achievements of his ministry, Mr. Nadda said that the government has taken a big decision to expand Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by including all age 70 and above people irrespective of their socio-economic status. The minister highlighted several welfare measures taken up by the government in the last 100 days. The centre has sought a report from Andhra Pradesh government over the allegation of adulteration in Tirupati Laddu. Replying to queries during a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said he has spoken to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on the issue and has sought a report in this regard. He said that the government will examine the matter and take suitable action. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi said, the issue of the presence of alleged animal fat in Tirupati Temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event, Mr. Joshi said, there should be a detailed inquiry in the matter and the guilty should be punished. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the BJP's election campaign in Jharkhand as he kicked off the Parivartan Yatra for Santhal Pargana Division. Addressing a rally at the police lying ground, Mr. Shah said, if the BJP is voted to power in the state, free treatment of up to 10 lakh rupees will be provided to people aged 75 years and older. He also alleged that Bangladeshi infiltrators have changed the demography of the Santhal region of the state. Addressing another rally in Giridi, Mr. Shah alleged that the Jharkhand government is protecting infiltrators for the vote bank. Haryana's Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally in Shahabad in favour of BJP candidate Subhash Kalsana. He said his 56 days in government are heavier than Bhupender Hooda's 10 years. He said due to less rainfall, his government took the decision to give 2,000 rupees per acre to farmers. Mr. Saini said there is no other state where 24 crops are being purchased at the minimum support price. Several BJP officials and MP Naveen Jindal were also present in the rally. Israel has said it carried out extensive airstrikes on southern Lebanon last night, stating that its warplanes hit more than 100 Hezbollah rocket launchers and other sites, including a weapons storage facility. The Israeli airstrikes, which lasted more than 2 hours, were among the most intense of the recent conflict. According to reports, the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, also targeted military infrastructure and buildings belonging to Hezbollah. The strikes came hours after Hezbollah's chief, Hassan Nasrallah, threatened tough retaliation for the back-to-back attacks that targeted the militant group's communication infrastructure with explosives hidden in communication devices. At the end of the day two of the first test between India and Bangladesh in M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai, India leads by 308 runs. The day concluded with India at 81 runs for the loss of 3 wickets, with Rishabh Pant and Shubman Gill both remaining unbeaten. Pant scored 12 runs off 13 balls, while Gill has made 33 runs off 64 deliveries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.